Hey everyone, this is Matt and welcome to the Invisible Earmuff podcast. It is awesome to have you here today. And I thought we should do an electric field part two. So if you did tune in last week, or when was it? A couple of weeks ago? Time flies. We were talking all about AC electric fields. Yes, I was in the shower and then there was all of these things that hit my brain. So I thought, yeah, we need to do a part two. Yeah, let's just jump right in. So some additional sources of electric fields, we get also from appliances and also lighting and main electrical panels, or what's referred to over in the US, you call it breaker box or fuse box. These are other additional sources of electric fields. Yeah, we already talked about wiring last week. Also, we talked about power cords and also power lines. And if you remember, when it comes to power lines, most of your residential power lines, those residential, what we call residential distribution lines, the electric field doesn't reach the ground in most circumstances. It's more of those transmission lines that we're talking about, those massive power lines on metal structures. That's when the electric fields can hit the ground and head way out. In fact, just coming to memory now, a home I did out in the country, very peaceful, but I had those big lines there and the electric fields were coming all the way to the doorstep. I wanted to just mention about electric fields and how they interact with a light globe. And if you're walking out underneath those massive power lines and you put it up in the air or you just hold it out, that light globe is going to light up. And that's from the electric fields because the voltage is high enough to even light up a light bulb. So yeah, you might have seen some videos of people doing this on YouTube. Definitely don't recommend it because if you're underneath those transmission power lines, not only are you going to be getting absolutely bombarded by electric fields, but also those AC magnetic fields. So definitely don't try it. Just watch the YouTube videos if you want. So we were talking about last week also about how we measure, or one of the ways we measure electric fields. And that's by measuring the voltage on the body, what we call body voltage. Out in nature, if I tried to measure your body voltage, it would be zero. Because for hundreds of thousands of years, we've evolved with zero of these artificial electric fields on us. So yeah, typically out in nature, we're not near any wiring or power lines or anything like that. And you have a body voltage of zero. Now, that's important to keep in mind just for the rest of this episode, whilst I mention some of the interesting situations that I've come across. So when we measure, say, around 1 volt on the skin of electric fields, you're at greater risk of developing electrohypersensitivity, or what we abbreviate to EHS. So that's at just 1 volt. And all homes with electricity are affected by this. I've actually had a few very bad homes recently, both with levels nearing 10 volts. That's 10 volts of electrical charge measured on someone's body. With electric fields, not only are you risking electrohypersensitivity, but as we talked about last week, you're also blocking melatonin production and getting a much shallower sleep. So this would leave you drained and lacking energy throughout the day. An interesting fact, people who are most at risk to electric fields, not only us just living in residential homes and sleeping on beds with wiring behind the walls and, you know, electrifying us while we sleep, but the number one high-risk group is in fact electricians. And it makes total sense, right? They're out there all day long working on electrical panels, circuit, like breaker boxes and fuse boxes, and sometimes around high voltage power lines and so forth. And interestingly, I personally know several electricians who have EHS. One of them in particular, when he goes near even a power cord, he can feel it and he's very symptomatic. So just a short little break here to mention about something I've been working on for quite a few years. And I've definitely been under a ton of censorship over here. I mean, I've been banned on YouTube. Yep, just for mentioning the big C and EMFs together. Who would have known that that would trigger the powers that be so much? Well, all to me and to you guys, it's probably no real surprise. The tech giants are trying to push us off the face of the planet just for talking about EMFs. I definitely need your support, and you can do so by checking out the Ultimate Path to Total EMF Defense, the EMF Protection Protocol. Years in the making, after nearly a decade in the field of assessing homes and protecting people from the ever-rising threat of EMFs, what you get is an extensive EMF home assessment, no matter where you are in the world. I'm using some incredible technology to do this, and absolutely no stone is left unturned. And once these invisible threats are revealed, I then put together a custom tailored protection protocol so you can eliminate all EMFs. Take charge of your health and allow it to thrive by going to emfprotocol.com. That's emfprotocol.com. And back to the electric fields. There's some real shocker homes out there that I've assessed over the years. And I actually sat down and I was trying to think back of all the homes I've assessed over the years. And just to think of some real kind of strange situations I've come across when it comes to electric fields. And so most of the time, you know, and people who aren't even EMF aware, they're totally oblivious to electric fields and how they're affecting them every day and electrifying their body. This is total artificial electrification of the human body. As I've said previously, we were never exposed to any of this stuff. So there's so many people out there completely unaware of electric fields and how they're impacting on their health and their body. They come to me when they start getting sick or experience debilitating symptoms. Many leave it too late, and then they come for my help. And as I remember back over the years, there's some real shockers that stand out when it comes to electric fields. And let's touch on the first one. This is where I measured over 100 volts on a 22-year-old on his bed, coming from the electric blanket. And so it was switched off on the blanket switch, which is on its power cord, but it wasn't switched off at the power point. I've never even measured levels this high, period, ever, on someone's skin. 100 volts. Typically with electric blankets, the electric field that would be attenuated onto the body would be much less than that. So I don't know if this was a malfunctioning electric blanket or what was going on, but the best thing, and I give this advice to everyone about electric blankets, look, if you want to use one, go for it. You know, they have a purpose of heating up the bed before getting into it. However, I would always switch it off at the power point when you get into bed. Never leave it on at the power point and just turn it off at the electric blanket switch on the cord. Always turn it off at the power outlet. I won't go too in depth on this client, but let's just say he was dealing with a lot of stuff, including complete insomnia. And now on to the next home. Oh, yes, this one. So this client had EHS, electrohypersensitivity. Thankfully, I was able to help her with everything, and we had some real breakthroughs, and especially with her insomnia, because it totally turned around and she was able to sleep again. She was dealing with a kind of typical level of body voltage or electric field exposure of 1.98 volts. So let's just say 2 volts, which I measured on her skin. Now, that's an elevated level, but that's kind of the average for most homes would be around that 2 volt level. But even at this 2 volts, that's 2 times the extreme level, 2 times it of where we want to be at. We want to get the body voltage below 100 millivolts. Complete insomnia, measuring 2 volts on her skin. And what we did is eliminated all those electric fields and then boom, down to 0. So she was now sleeping in an environment where it's like absolutely 0 electric fields. And guess what happened? her insomnia just faded away. And I got the most incredible email from her. And yeah, it just brought me a smile on my face, definitely. So moving on. The last one I thought of was a home, a beautiful home out in nature. It was just, it was a real charming house away from civilization, just a really nice vibe to it, backing onto beautiful bushland. And so what happened was, well, I started noticing some strange things when I was there assessing it. They had very high voltages measured on their skin already. But when we went to turn the electricity off, the voltage was still there. And so this is a really unusual circumstance where even when the electricity in the entire home was turned off at the main electrical panel, there was still significant body voltage measured on their skin. As we do in our field, there's so many things that can come up, and we just have to, once we notice something strange is going on, we just have to dig, I have to put my head down and dig deeper and just see what's going on. And through my investigation, I found that there was a voltage on their grounding system in their home, and we had to get out an electrician to fix it. And that voltage on the grounding system was touching onto the building materials or one that the walls were made of. And within their walls, there was conductive material. So it's like the walls were being electrified even when the power was off. It's very unusual, but I come across this stuff sometimes. And, but yeah, anyway, she got it all fixed, gave her a step-by-step instructions for her electrician. Most electricians know nothing about EMFs and the electromagnetic fields that are put off by electricity. You know, we've got current, which gives off a magnetic field, and we've got voltage, which gives off an electric field. With anything like that, I just give the electrician step-by-step instructions. And even if they know nothing about EMFs, they're able to resolve these kind of tricky situations. Some of these levels in the homes that I've been testing recently, the EMFs that we've been exposed to, the exposures are just going up and up and up. People leave it to a last resort when they start getting sick or they start getting the debilitating symptoms, and then they come for my help. And sometimes it's like, it's too late. I don't want to go too much more into that, but I've seen some pretty crazy stuff in my time doing this work. So, yeah, it is very unfortunate just how much EMFs may be impacting on our health and what some people have been through. But, yeah, so anyway, that concludes part two of the talk about electric fields. I think I mentioned in the last episode that we'll talk about dirty electricity next, because that makes a lot of sense because we just talked about electric fields. You guys have a good January. I know a lot of people are still on holidays and enjoying the sun. And I just got back from a big trip actually over Christmas. I head up the east coast of Australia all the way up into Queensland and then back down the coast and assessed a few homes. Yeah, it was really good. Beautiful up there. I don't know. If you come to Australia, definitely check out Queensland and the Gold Coast and Byron Bay. It's a really beautiful area. And I'm very lucky to have some family up there, so I can just crash at their place now and then whenever I'm needing a bit of a break. So, yeah, until next time, take it easy. And, yeah, look forward to talking about dirty electricity soon. Until next time, take care.